Blog Talk Radio.
Been hard keeping up with the day. But God is good, and he is good all the time. We give honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'd like to thank the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters for allowing us to come once more and again to another rendition of the Warfare Hour. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Mr. Name. Coming to you direct from the City of Glory, better known as Gary, Indiana. We're in the sanctuary of the, we are from Borders for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Gary, but we are coming to you on tonight from our home church under our Apostle Leonard Ennis. We're here at the Living Way Christian Center here at 235 West 40th Avenue in the City of Gary. We thank you for being with us on tonight. And it is us again. We have a treat once more and again. The Apostle and the Prophet tag team are here again. Hallelujah. Glory to the Prophet Bonds. Matthew Bonds is with us on tonight. Got straight off work and rest in to do what God has for him to do concerning you that are listening on today. We thank God for you. And we will be having our harmonious marriage prayer on tonight. And we just want to thank you for coming out and for listening to us. We realize that you could be doing anything, but you have been pledging yourself to be with us on Thursdays. And we don't take for granted that you are doing what you deem necessary for your own soul salvation and for you to learn more about Christ, for you to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. Here at the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International, and also here at the Warfare, we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Also, we believe that as we seek God first, you know, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so we believe that. We believe it because we put ourselves in the position to lean not to our own understanding, to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Because we recognize that without him, we're nothing. And so as we come to you today, we're going to ask that you would prepare yourselves in the way that you always have. Give whatever electronic device that you have. If you've been using the going back and listening to the podcast, as you'll go back to backdrop, that's a wonderful thing. We do invite you to listen to us, come back and listen at any time to any other previous podcasts by coming on the podcast on the computer and punching in Apostle Carlton Clark or the Warfare Hour. And then it'll show one of the podcasts that we've done. We've been doing them since September. Again, in November, December, January, all the way up through now. And you can listen to any one of them that we've done. Go back to the ones maybe that you had taken some notes. And refresh yourself, put yourself in a position of maybe you saw something on TV or heard another evangelist or another pastor, preacher talk about something. You remember our podcast, and you can go back and listen and see what thus said the Lord coming from this man of God and from what God has given us. So we pray that you will have a wonderful time on tonight. We have a few things that we recognize that we'll be talking about. Prophet Bob is going to come in his own way. He's going to introduce himself, I guess, and then we're going to get started. We're going to read the Harmonious Marriage Prayer, and then we'll be ready to remind you. We got to ask if you would repeat with us right now. Open thine mind eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119, verse 18, just reminding us, hey, listen, Lord, you know, you said we could talk to you anytime. We're getting ready to get into something here. We really need your help, need you to clear the path, make it easy for us to understand. Let it be deep in our heart. Let us be able to draw from your wisdom. And that's all it's really saying. Amen. God bless you. And God keep you. I do want to read this prayer. It's a Psalm 24. From the Amplified, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and they that dwell in it. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the currents and the rivers. Let's see, who shall go up into the mountain of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted himself up to falsehood, or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. Verse 5, he shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6, this is the generation description of those who seek him, who inquire of and for him, and of necessity require him. Who seek your face, O God of Jacob? Says Selah, which means to pause and think of that. When you see that, Selah means pause and ponder on it. Verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Yes, lift them up, ye age-abiding doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, then, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And then it says Selah, which means pause and think on that. Often we share with you little tidbits, and we say, like Arsenio Hall used to say, these are things that make you go, things that make you go, We believe that the family is ordained of God. And we recognize, especially in these times, that the family is being corruptly entangled by the enemy. He's doing everything that he can to split up the man and the woman, to draw the children, fathers against the sons, and mothers against the daughters, and just putting all kinds of things in between the men and women of God, so that they can't concentrate on the things that need to be done to the body of Christ. God tells us to lay hands on the sick. He tells us to raise the dead. He tells us to cast out devils. We can't do that when we're worrying about some of everyday life's calamities, tragedies, and misfortunes. In the body of Christ, we have a higher divorce rate than any other sector of society. But we're praying, declaring, and decreeing that that's coming to an end. And even though we do run into problems here and there, we recognize that as we pray for what God says, for he has ordained the family, that we can't get some peace and all the things that get in our way. For those of you that are single, we want you to recognize that you're married to Christ Jesus. So this marriage applies, this harmonious marriage applies to you, to put yourself in a position of being one with Christ as the bride of Christ. And all of us as the bride of Christ, regardless of our marital status. But this is our harmonious marriage prayer for tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us because you are in us. We acknowledge that love reigns supreme. We believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. Father, we live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic and of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly, O God. We esteem it as precious, O God. We esteem it as worthy and of a great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tenderhearted. Father, we believe and say that we are humble-minded. Father, we seek peace. And because we seek peace, Father, it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance. Because we follow after love and dwell in peace, O God, our prayers are not hindered in any way. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of yours, the great I am, O God. Our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic and of the natural, O God, grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity, because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day we have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic and of the natural, O God, which is made in heaven. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. And we do recognize that who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 35 and verse 37 through 39. We thank you for being with us on tonight. We pray that you have a pencil and paper, that you're prepared to receive what God has prepared for us today. Amen. We're going to give you over now to our prophet Matthew. Amen.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening, good evening. Glad to be with you tonight. Thank God for the men and women of God that allow this to be possible. We thank you. We would look at a quick review of some things we did last week. In Psalms 1, talking about blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That is Psalms 1. We begin to talk about the ungodly counsel that we adhere to by way of reason, not to obtain wisdom. I'm really looking at what a blessing is and what the Lord calls being blessed. Then we also looked at Proverbs, the 7th and the 8th chapter, where the Lord gave instruction. It was actually talking about being aware of adultery and the crafty harlot. And it talked about in chapter 7, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. To bind them up upon thy heart, write them upon the tables of thine heart, Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. And then a lot of verses we talked about the harlot, pertaining to her voice, her words. And then we talked in chapter 8 of Proverbs about wisdom crying out. We started, I believe, about the 5th verse, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of understanding heart. 6, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. I believe, too, we begin to talk about the words. You shall have whatsoever you say. And we talked about the forming of the world when God said, let there be light, and there was light, and how God spoke this ram and this earth into existence by way of words. I believe we kind of even hit on things that would happen in the scripture to where life was spoken because God opened his mouth. Verse 7 of Proverbs 8 chapter, it says, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. So we begin to talk about the forwardness that comes out of our mouth and the perverseness being so forward. In the book of James, it told us to be slow to speak and quick to listen, not so forward with our words. In the book of James, it also talked about our tongue being this rudder that would steer a great big boat, and it steers the course of our life. And so just getting a hold to that tongue. The Bible says if any man can control his tongue, he can control his whole body. And so we look at the discipline that needs to be applied there. I always say and pray, Lord, allow the word to be fresh, but allow it to be applicable or that I can apply it and then demonstrate it. Because there are so many things going on and so much word going forth, but to truly apply the word of God and that we can demonstrate it needs to be done and walked out in this hour of the application and demonstration. It said, in all thy getting, get an understanding. And so if we don't understand, how can we apply the word of God? How can we apply the wisdom of God with no understanding? We don't understand it, so we can't use it. It's a tool that we have, but we cannot use. So we need to begin to ask the Lord for understanding, ask the Lord for wisdom, wise counsel, words of wisdom, words of exhortation, but with understanding, not judging before time. Again, not judging before time. Yes, Psalms 82 says that we are judges, and God judges in the midst of us. He shall reign and rule within 1,000 years and judge even the angels, but not judging before time. Tonight, there was something welling in my spirit pertaining to violence. Me and my mother, and even the apostle, we began to have a conversation on this week about how violent the church was or wasn't. So that has kind of been stirring in my spirit because the Bible says the kingdom suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. But before we get to taking it by force, the kingdom suffereth. And when I look at the word suffer, which means there is a lack of, and we are the body of Christ, the baptized believers, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, but suffering by those. Help us, Lord. Help us. When I begin to think about the goodness of Jesus and just the life and the sacrifice of Jesus, and I begin to look at how violent they were and the ripping of his flesh, the crown, the thorns, I know this time we begin to look at Easter. Lord, help us. But when we look at the violence that brought about our salvation, when we look at the violence that allowed us to come into the kingdom, allow us to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, my heart begins to wonder and think about the violence. Like, when I looked at the Passion of Christ, I was moved to anger. I was moved and I wanted to fight more than anything. My heart cried out. The tears began to roll. And I wanted to do something other than just stand there, other than just sit there. I don't like the Passion of Christ just because of popular belief, but I moved in my spirit, in my heart of hearts, about the sacrifice, about the violence that took place with my Savior that was innocent. But I look at his sacrifice, the ripping of his flesh, his skin, and it leads me to think and believe that to some degree we truly don't understand the sacrifice, the lamb, the sacrificial lamb, and then the violence that he went through for us. Now, I'm not saying that we're not saved or we've not accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but I am saying to some degree that the passion, the zeal, and the fire that we should have pertaining to forwarding the gospel. Of course, we know that we have to find our Jerusalem, and he says to wait, to tarry in Jerusalem. And so I'm understanding that concept, but those of us that are saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, and still seeking more refillings, why aren't we more violent? I thank God for the conferences and us getting together and the fellowship, but the violence. Well, this is the hour God is going to raise up the violent. Not the passive, the pessimistic, no, the violent. Because he did not come to bring peace, he came to bring the sword. And so when I begin to look at the word of God when he says that these signs shall follow them that believe, he says, and the first thing that he says is they shall cast out devils. Now that's an eye-opener right there, because he never said they had a title, they were just believers. And I'm not caught up into the names, but thank God for the names, because the Bible talks about it, to some he gave. But let's talk about the believer, the whosoever will, those with no names that are willing to do the work, that have not been recognized I encourage you tonight. I exhort you tonight. The word of the Lord releases you tonight to exorcise demons in the name of Jesus. I release the violent believer tonight that will cast out devils, that will lay hands on the sick and they recover, that will speak with new tongues. Let's get the word, not religion, not denomination, the word of God, the spirit of God. The word even talked about not enticing men with words, but that the kingdom will be demonstrated in power. And that's the thing. The kingdom will be demonstrated in power, not with enticing words of men. And so we're looking for the believer tonight that may not have good diction or correct wordplay, but filled with the Spirit of God that gets results. We are encouraging you to dig in tonight. Because when I look at the enemy and I look at his violence, and his violent streak, the Bible says in John 10:10, he only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Everything about that is violent. And we look at our neighborhoods, we look at our schools, we look at our children and our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives. The apostle talked about the marriages. Who's violent enough to keep their marriage? Violent enough to continue to work and to pray and labor for their significant other before they gained the weight. They had the children. They lost their hair. Who's violent enough to continue to pray them through? The Lord is even encouraging me tonight.
Man.
To war a good warfare and be violent about that which he has given unto me. That's one thing I would always say. Lord, let it begin with me first. It does no good to hit everything and everybody else and it don't touch me, it don't reach me, it don't move me. Because a righteous indignation is rose up in me. And I'm getting sick and tired of seeing things go on. We go to church every Sunday, we get the word and we go out and what about evangelism? How about loving the people that you left at home on your way to church anyhow? We have become religious. Watered down, lukewarm, pew warmer Christians and not believers. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So the believer tonight will move in faith, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please God. And so how are you pleasing God? Well, God sent Jesus into the earth to destroy the works of the devil, and he made an open show of the enemy.
That's right.
Now, surely it's going to be a show. We ought to show up and show out in Jesus' name with power, with the Holy Ghost,
with the word of God. The show has been the concert, the choir, the anniversary. The Bible says give honor where honor is due, but that has been the show. You go to my church, I come to your church, and we swap money. That has been the show. I'm not knocking the honor and double honor to those that have served well. I'm not knocking the honor. And yes, we will sing and praise in heaven. But what about the church that he's coming back for, the bride, without a spot or wrinkle? We have become too familiar with demon possession. With the songs that we're listening to, with the TV shows that we're watching, not guarding our gates, our ear gates, our eye gates, the lyrics that we begin to sing and even curse ourselves. The signs shall follow them that believe. I encourage you tonight. I want us to win. I know we win, but we have to live. We have to do something tonight. We have to do something in the earth. This is encouragement to do something. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for Christ will last. So what kind of believer will you be? That's why the Bible says, will he find faith in the earth when he returns? Christians, the carnal Christian, cussing Christian, drinking, smoking, fornicating Christian. Not the baptized believer sold out. Believing and trusting in God. Trusting and standing on the promises. Not wavering between two opinions in the valley of indecision. How long? How long? We need this tonight. We need this tonight. We need to understand this tonight. So that's been burning in my heart, burning in my spirit. There's some further things that we're going to talk about. I'm going to yield the floor to Apostle Clark. But truly tonight, believers, men and women of God, sons and daughters of the Most High God, we need power. They used to say, even when I was in the sunshine band, little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. The Bible talks about us building up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You have a most holy faith when you pray in the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Jesus did no miracle before prayer. His heavenly language and communication with God. And then we read about Jesus being baptized and being filled with the Holy Spirit and God showing the evidence of the dove coming. Before he did any miracles. If we're going to have miracles, signs, and wonders, if we're going to be those with power that can cast out devils, tread on serpents, if we drink any deadly thing and it won't harm us, we are going to have to be that people that know their God. The Bible says the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I say great exploits because he said, greater works shall ye do. He left, went to the Father, sent the Holy Spirit, had to leave so the Comforter can come that will lead us to guide us in all ways of truth. We have the Helper here. Now, we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. Submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil that he would flee from us. I am looking for. I'm searching for. I'm seeking for. I'm calling for the fire from the altar.
As we take a look at these things that the prophetess has brought up, the scriptures tell us to teach our hands to war and my fingers to do battle. Psalms 144. Teach my hands to war. My fingers to do battle. We need to take a look at what that really means. Because we'll find that just taking in the natural sounds like let's put a big old fist together and let's go out and duke it up. And that's kind of sort of what it means, but philosophically, it's talking about girding ourselves up, putting ourselves in a position to see all that's coming about us and to have that fist, to pound those things that are not of God into the dust, to say, blessed be the Lord, my rock and my keen and firm strength, who should teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My steadfast love and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues my people under me. It's talking about understanding who and where your strength is coming from. In Acts, the second chapter, it talks about after they had gone up to Jesus had given the disciples then, they were still disciples at the time. He gave them a command. He was getting ready to leave. Talks about it over in Luke. He says, I want you to go over there to the house and remain there until you are endued with power. And then he left them. And they were there for 10 days. He says, for them to tarry. When they tarried, which means they waited, they meditated, they prayed, they concentrated, they anticipated what was going to happen. Said, don't go out here trying to teach nothing, don't go out here trying to preach nothing, don't go out here trying to do nothing until you're endued with power. I believe that's what is wrong with the church today. There's too many of us that is preaching. There's too many of us that's teaching. There's too many of us that's evangelizing and prophesying. That doesn't have power. Because over in Acts the second chapter. When they received power, there was some evidence. Those folks outside was wondering what was going on. Said that it came in like a mighty rushing wind in the place where they were at. That means some supernatural stuff was happening. He told them to wait for it because he knew it was going to be supernatural. He knew it was going to be unlike anything they had ever imagined or experienced before. He said, but you got to wait on it. See, well, but it wasn't just the 12. There was 120 of them out there. There was folks from all walks of life and from all over the place. They was from here, from there, from everywhere. They was from a land far off. They was from the east, from the west, the north, and the south. All of them was in a position to receive it at the same time. They was up there praying. They didn't know each other's language. They was up there meditating. They couldn't even hardly communicate with each other. They was up there waiting. They had an anticipation because of the things that they had begun to witness over those last 40 days. There was some stuff that was happening after God, in the form of Jesus Christ, got up out of the grave. Now, before I go on a little further, the man of God talked about this E-A-S-T-E-R Sunday that's supposed to be coming up on this Sunday. And I beg to bust a bubble or two. Whenever you read the scriptures, men and women of God, if you want to study, you have to, there's some things you got to do in order to study. First of all, you got to know who, what, when, where, and how. Who's talking? Who was they talking to? What were they talking about? What was the significance of what they were saying in that particular scripture? What else was going on? When was it? What year was it? One thing we find about the Bible is that people don't want to go into the history of the Bible. They don't want to go into the dates of the Bible. You can never understand the Bible if you don't understand what time frame it was happening in. When different ones were under captivity, what year was it? Who did it precede? Who came after them? Just because we see it in the Bible in the area that it is in the Bible, 66 books. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of Christ? Did you know that the books that are in the Bible are not in chronological order? They're not in the order that they happened. So you say, well, why are they putting them in the position of the 66 books? Why do you got the first five, the Torah, and the Pentateuch, and why do you have all the minor prophets and the major prophets? Why is it broken up the way it's broken up? God saw fit for the man of God that he gave revelation to put it in this position, but he gave us the ability, the authority, the mandate and the command to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a woman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. Truth is you need to understand everything that it is that you read. Remember the beginning of today's session, like we do every time, we say, open thine mind eyes, not nobody else's eyes. That's the eyes of my soul, of my consciousness, of my mind, that I may behold, that I can see, understand, drink, eat, comprehend the wondrous things, the glorious things, the magnificent things, those wonderful revelational things out of your law.
We say that every week. Do we know what it is that we're saying? I'm saying that to let you know that for many years, as a preacher, I preached on what is known as Good Friday. And we did the seven last sayings of Christ. You know, and those things were said on the cross. The problem is, it was during a Good Friday service, which that didn't happen on a Friday. You have to go back and look at the Feast of the Tabernacle. The Feast of the Tabernacle. What was going on when Jesus was getting ready to get crucified? You got to go back and look at the time frame of what was going on. The Sabbath day, which was the Sabbath days that are special days, then there's the Sabbath day that everybody agreed to and understood as a day of rest, as a holy day, and that day was not Sunday, but it was Saturday. Also, in the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, it tells us when God created everything, he said it was good and very good, and the evening and the morning were the first day. In every scripture in Genesis, during the creation, it says in the evening and the morning were whatever day it was, 1 through 7. You can think I believe nothing I'm saying is it's in the book. Things will make you go, Now, Jesus was crucified more closer to a Wednesday evening because he could not be on the cross on the Sabbath day. Now he said it's going to be 3 days in the bosom of Abraham, but Abraham is the ground. So underneath the ground, several fathoms under the ground. That's a whole other lesson. We talked about that some other time. But I know you read that one story where there was a guy that was looking across Great Divide, the rich man, Lazarus. He said he wanted some water to put on his cool tomb. Now, he was seeing patriarchs, men and women of God. He could see them. They weren't in heaven yet. It was another way. Some people say it's paradise. That's another lesson, too. We come back to that. I'm just trying to set the tone for you here. Jesus went down to hell. But guess what? There were two places down there that he went. See, there were some folks that didn't get a chance to see him and hear of him, but they believed that he was coming. So he had to go offer them the opportunity of salvation. Take them from the pit and put them over to the bosom side until the time of being judged. And we'll be, because by their names in the land, they may have to get to the Lamb for the life. But he went down there to win a battle. But I'm talking about this day that's coming up there. You know, tomorrow is supposed to be Good Friday, and we're going to pray that over the next few weeks that we'll give you some more information. I know Apostle Edmonds spoke the other night on a little bit concerning the Easter season and the lies that have been perpetrated to the body of Christ. How we've taken pagan holidays from the original church,
the Roman church,
excuse me, and how the popes of that time decided to combine the money-making festivities with the holy festivities and combine the days. That's where Christmas got messed up, and that's where Easter got invented. And so, in today's time, you know, people want to get angry because they think, well, we already know Easter bunnies and it ain't no eggs and all of that. But it's still Resurrection Sunday. Be educated, man of God. Be educated, woman of God. If you do your due diligence in the time frame of what was going on, you will see, first of all, that you can't add 3 days out of dying on a Friday night and getting up on a Sunday morning. It does not add up to 3 days. That in itself should make you begin to ask questions. I recognize that people say, well, what's that got to do with anything? You know, we know he rose because who are you worshiping? He says he is a spirit. You must worship him in spirit and in truth. You need to understand the truth. The truth will make you free. You are still bound if you believe something that is not true. I didn't write it. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is love and truth. Teach my hands for war and my fingers to do battle. You got to fight to get the truth. The truth cuts. You think we're ringing this harmonious marriage like nothing's going on in our marriages, like we're not having... Everybody has a problem. Familiar spirits, everybody has a familiar spirit. Everybody got some generational curses. Every curse is a generational curse. Don't think you don't have a generational curse, because if we are Adam committed the original sin, which offshoot every other sin. Therefore, all sin is generational. There's too many things that we don't want to get into. That's not important. That don't have anything to do with what's going on. This is a warfare hour. Time for you to gird yourself up. You need to put on your armor, because the enemy coming at you. And guess what? Even if you just listen to this show, and all you're doing is listening, do you think the enemy is not coming at you? Let me share some words of wisdom to you. All since September, we've been girding you up with the weapons of warfare. You need to sharpen up your weapons, your shields. You need to close up your open gateways. You need to gird up your house and your family and your car and your job and those things that you do every day. You need to put yourself in a position to fight a good fight of faith. This is a faith journey. But guess what? Many of your weapons are voice activated. In this technology world that we're in today, you can talk on the phone and tell your phone to give you directions. You can tell your phone to call such and such, to do this, and your phone will do it. The phones have tracking devices in them where no matter where you are in the world, if you get in trouble, you can press a button on your phone, and the cars have NorthStar and all kinds of things in it where you press a button and AllStar, and somebody is monitoring, and they say, oh, how you doing, Mr. Clark? Is there a problem? Yes, I'm stuck out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, you're in when I encounter such and such and such, are you having a problem with your vehicle? Yes, I am. I'm a little tired. We got a tow truck to be there in 10 minutes. Just sit right there, stay inside your vehicle now. You don't have to do anything but press a button nowadays to get it done. Technology is here. So, you think the enemy is not keeping up with technology? That's why you play in all of these games. I drive a school bus. And some of my students the other day, I call them my students because they're mine. They belong to me for a certain amount of time in the morning, a certain amount of time in the afternoon. And they actually look to me for guidance. That's a part of my ministry. I don't look at the job of driving the bus. I look at the job of ministering to these children every morning. Minister to these children every afternoon. I get two opportunities. I get to minister to those children even more than I do my own sometimes. Because they're open to hear what those say the Lord. They were playing with some Pokemon cards. And I shared with them a revelation of a YouTube thing from a lady named Angelique. She's a woman in, I believe, Venezuela. And she was trying to get more into Christ, and she wanted to know what was going on. So the Holy Spirit came together and took her to hell. So she has a revelation of hell. And she saw some wonderful people that she thought was in heaven down in hell, some famous people. But she saw this one little boy that was there from playing Pokemon and all of those kinds of games. But he was only 8 years old. And so she asked the Lord, I thought children didn't go to hell. I thought that they were saved. And I believe what the Holy Spirit said to her, I'm paraphrasing what I listened to and saw, was that he said, once you become of age, the age of understanding, then you have the choice. If your parents have taught you and you understand right from wrong, you're held accountable. See, there are some things that you can end up doing that are abominations to God. People say, we don't want to judge people, you know, because we just need to be fruit inspectors. That's not what it says. Everyone is responsible for their own soul salvation. Fathers are to raise up their children. But the fathers are absent. We've been talking about the family. We've been talking about fathers. And so what I share with my students, getting back to the story, I said, let me see a few of those cards. I said, you don't have to believe anything I'm going to say. And they were trying to pick out the evil cards and the good cards. And I said, they had a whole deck of cards. They said, just give me about 5 or 6 of the cards. And I snatched about 5 of them from the top of the deck. The first 5 cards, right on the center of the card, it says spell card, S-P-E-L-L. Like casting a spell. I said, do y'all read these things? I said, this thing says spell card. He said, no, this is a lightning, a lord of the light. I said, what does the card say? Then the young man read it. He said, spell card. I said, okay, what's the next one? I went through 7 straight cards. All of them said something about a spell. And the young man was dumbfounded. He was heartbroken. He said, you mean I can't play these? I said, you don't have to believe anything that I'm saying. I said, your parents may not understand. I said, your parents, if you go home and tell your parents, they may tell you, I don't listen to him. I want you to enroll. Ain't nothing wrong with them. I said, but you're of age. What does it say on this card? The young man's name was Emmanuel. And I asked him, do you know what your name means? And he said, no, I'm not sure. I said, well, when you come back tomorrow, tell me what your name is. Because I want to have to look it up. And so one of the other kids, he just kind of looked at me, he said, I'm not going to play these no more. I said, God bless you. My point is, you influence those that are around you. Remember I told you about leadership. Leadership is the art of influencing directed men, women, boys, and girls in such a way as to obtain their willing, obedience, confidence, respect, and loyal cooperation in order to accomplish the mission. The mission is to do what? Cast out devils, lay hands on the sick so that they can recover, and give up the good news. Give up the good news. We don't need to back over to the prophet right now, but teach my hands to work and my fingers to do.
Hallelujah. I just want to piggyback on that. The Holy Spirit has gave me something, and I mean, it was just so awesome. I'm reading in my spare time a book called Christians Going to Hell. And when I talk about the fire of God, the passion of God, when I begin to talk about revival, when I begin to talk about the kingdom suffering violence and the violence taking it by force, my spirit is moved when I read this book, Christians Going to Hell. And different things are coming to my mind and my spirit to where we need to be sharpened. We need more help. The things need to be exposed. I bless God for the man of God and the word tonight that blessed me that the man of God uttered. And I was reading in the book of Acts 1 and 8, it says, but ye will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The reason why God wants to give us power is for us to be his witnesses. This is the only way that we can forcefully advance the kingdom is that we are witnesses, representatives. Now, when we talk about representatives or witnesses, what do they do? Well, a witness is someone that will speak about what they saw, what they have heard. A representative will, if he's in a game, he'll shake hands. He'll have his hat cocked to one side or wear a particular color. And it is in all of our DNA. It is in all of our DNA to represent and be a witness. When you look at even the schools that we went to years ago, whether we are alumni, we are still representing the schools, although we no longer attend them. Whether we go to a certain church, we would get the plate, the license plate on the car. If our children are out of those students, we would put the bumper sticker on the back of the car. My child attends a school, and he is an honor roll student, he or she. And so therefore, when we look at it, whether we know it or not, we all are witnesses and representatives. The amazing thing about it is that God put it in our DNA. Now, all the things that God has done, and he has saved us, received the Holy Spirit into our lives that we might have power. But it was to be his witness. He gave us power to be his witness. The Lord is looking for some witnesses tonight. He's looking for some witnesses tonight. Those that have received his power, those that desire and want his power, so that
you can be a witness. The word shows the purpose of why God poured his spirit and his power into us. It is to make us into his true witnesses, and that we witness for Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit came to witness Jesus Christ. Therefore, those who have received the Holy Spirit and his gifts must use them to lift the name of Jesus and spread his name. But what is the reality? God gives someone the gift of teaching. He uses that gift to interpret the Bible well and to prepare and deliver a tasty sermon. However, if he just ends there, then he is not a witness for Jesus Christ. He is a witness of his own gifting in preaching. The Bible says the gift and callings are without repentance. And so you can operate in the gift, and the people run up to you and they glorify you. That's why I say honor. Yes, we give honor to the men and women of God that are due honor, but he has given us power and the Holy Spirit that we might be his witness. And see, that's the difference about this thing. That's why he says the signs shall follow them that believe. Those believers are his witnesses. And this is why they can cast out devils, they can lay hands on the sick, and the sick recover, and if they drink any deadly thing, it won't harm them because they are his witnesses. And so, only those that believe that are empowered with the Holy Spirit will be his witnesses. Many will say, he said in the word, many will say, Lord, Lord, in your name I cast out devils. I healed the sick, I raised the dead. But he said, depart from me, you work iniquity. And so we look at our giftings tonight and thank God for our giftings, but understand that you were given power to become violent for the kingdom. If you are in the earth, you are an ambassador of the kingdom. You are a witness. You are here on assignment. So remember whose you are. Remember tonight that we are from a country called heaven. And you are to be a witness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to your wonderful name. We thank God for the prophet on tonight. He's really, he pushes me, he inspires me to stay on top of the ministry. And we want to go ahead and thank you for being with us on tonight. We will have a prayer, a closing prayer, but we would ask now that the lines will be open. And then those of you that can hear us may want to talk to us about a few things on tonight. So we go ahead and open up the lines right now and take it from there. Lines are now open. Amen. I can hear you. Go ahead. Amen. We
okay, the lines are open.
Amen. Apostle, Apostle Clark and Prophet Barnes. This is Prophetess Teresa. I see that at the minute the lines were open, well, they're open. Praise God. But I want to thank God once again for another broadcast. And as the word was going forth, truly the word went forth with an anointing of teaching God's people, releasing revelation to truth. And those that are on the line, I just want to encourage you. You come every Thursday and you're faithful to the teaching, and I just want to encourage you to get into the word so that as the word do go forth, that you'll be able to expound. And and we just come against the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, and we just thank everyone for tuning in. You're not obligated to say anything, but we do encourage you to step out of that box and be part of the broadcast. And again, I want to encourage you, Apostle and Prophet, that as you're sowing seed into the good grounds of God's people, because they're coming back faithfully every week. And we just want to thank you once again for just teaching the word of God. And truly, the kingdom of God does suffer violence. And it is time to have a righteous indignation. It's time to do some war against the enemy. A lot of people are complaining of sickness. We had several people from California on the line, and two of them I know are going through some health problems. One of the women of God, I believe she's still, okay, her line, she muted her line out, but she's still on the line. And I know she don't mind me saying this, but as she's been coming on the line and doing the teaching and decreeing, and she shared with me on Monday that she was in her room and she had her balance, and all of a sudden she said she just fell and could not get up. And she's, you know, she was doing some decrees. And so, you know, I just want you or Prophet Barnes to lift her up in prayer. Because she said she'd never experienced that before, but she'd been coming on the line and she had been doing warfare on Thursday nights especially, because that's the night that she's able to come on the line. So I just want to encourage you to keep her lifted up in prayer. Her name is Sister Kyle, an awesome woman of God, and I'm sure that eventually she'll become, you know, become part of the program, because she does listen every Thursday. So I just wanted to make you known of that.
Amen. I'm feeling something, even when you begin to talk, woman of God, the Holy Spirit, I was just letting me know to, before we get off the broadcast, we need to touch and agree with all of the listeners. And we need to apply the blood of Jesus. We need to bind up all backlash and retaliation, all retribution, and that the peace of God will go before and with the people and work with the people of God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the ministers, men, women, sons and daughters, boys and girls, fathers, mothers, husbands, whoever you are, body of Christ, tonight in the name of Jesus, we cover you with the blood of Jesus right now. We release the right hand of God with our pleasures evermore. We bind the hand of the enemy, every henchman of the enemy, we bind you now in the name of Jesus. We silence every mouth of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We loose the words of exhortation, words of wisdom, words of wise counsel, words of comfort, a word of life, a living word over them in the name of Jesus. We loose warring ministering angels with flaming swords of fire in the name of Jesus. We loose thousands upon thousands of angels right now in the name of Jesus to aid and assist and come to their rescue in the name of Jesus. To aid the believer tonight, those that would stand in faith right now. have in the name of Jesus. We honor you, O God, for those that are faithful. He that has an ear to hear the word. We thank you, Lord, that more faith is coming because they are hearing thy faith. More measures in the name of Jesus to walk in the light in the name of Jesus, to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, we honor you, we bless you, we magnify you in the name of Jesus. Bind all poverty, all lack, all want, all nothingness in the name of Jesus. We lose increase, wealth. We lose abundance. We lose productivity. We lose endurance. We lose wellness in the name of Jesus. Open your people tonight, O God.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, for every situation pertaining to the men and women of God that you step in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you that you will move them forward, that you will forward them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that where they have been lacking, where that the things that have been coming against them in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lose a bombardment. We lose a thick hedge of protection round about them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for Minister Kyle in the name of Jesus and those that are in California. We know about the spiritual activity that is heavy in California in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, you are a God that rules and reigns in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, O God, that even as the man of God sent his word, he sent his word. He sent the prayer in the name of Jesus. The soldier, the centurion soldier told Jesus, you are a man of authority, and I'm a man under authority. All you have to do is send your word. So now, Lord, we send our word to California, to the north, the south, the east, and the west in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And we ask, O God, that you will go with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Enemy, take your hands off your head right now in the name of Jesus. We loose you in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy and we loose you in the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every darkness in the name of Jesus. We lose the light of God, illumination in the name of Jesus to every dark situation in the name of Jesus tonight. Over every man, over every woman of our body. You will not wrath the men and women of God. You will not settle them. You will not come not dwelling in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we decree it, we declare it in the name of Jesus. We establish the foundation of the word of God being the root in the air in the name of Jesus. We lose the fire of God in the name of Jesus to burn the dross in the name of Jesus. The fire of God to loose every chain in the name of Jesus, to break every chain in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the year of the word of God, the acceptable year of the word of God, and we accept the word of God.
Jesus.
We accept Jesus as our deliverer, as our king, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And we love you, we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you, Lord, that you keep us. You are a good shepherd that watches over us.
Yes, God.
We are your sheep. We hear and know your voice. And a stranger we will not follow in the name of Jesus. We submit to God, we resist the devil when he flees from us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, man of God, for that loving prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
The lines are still open.
Yes, God.
If you're able. If you're able.
Oh, yes, he is. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus.
Well, I'm going to say a few things as we prepare to close. I had shared with you a prayer calendar a few weeks ago, and we're trying to get back on track. I got a birthday coming up before we meet again. My birthday is on the 11th, so we thank you in advance for your prayers. But today is the 5th
And on this is a prayer calendar. The fifth is for self-control. And it is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. Tomorrow is Friday. And it's the sixth is Psalms 19 and verse 10. And it's for love for God's word. The seventh is for justice. Psalms 11 and 7. And Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. Saturday is the 8th. The theme is mercy. And the scripture is James, the 5th chapter, verse 11. Monday is the 9th, and it is dealing with the theme of respect. 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 17. And then on Tuesday, the 10th, it's on the theme of self-esteem. The scripture is Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 10. And on my day, hallelujah, it is faithfulness. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 3, that says, let faithfulness never leave me, but bind this virtue around my neck. Hallelujah. And we'll be back with you on Thursday. Lord saying the same. We got a real treat coming up for you next Thursday. We don't know if we want to do. We want to listen to Ken off the band. We want to have our founder, Lord said the same, the founder of the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders, Apostle Teresa, is going to be tagging with the prophet and the apostle on next Thursday. So you don't want to miss next Thursday podcast. We're going to have our founder, Positive Teresa Dox, with us. And she's going to come with the flavor and the favor that's all around her. We praise God for her and her husband, all of the Kingdom Daughter and Kingdom Builders, men and women that are across the nation, those of you in Detroit and Toledo and Milwaukee and Oregon and California and New Mexico, wherever you are, those in Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Kansas, and the new ones that's going to be coming up. We do invite you to continue to look at the podcast, and we don't want anything for a Word for Christ House Prayer, but just your continued support in listening to us. But we do want you to support Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders, because they, every day of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, I'm presenting you with men and women of God. They're searching the highways and the byways to bring you through prayer, through supplication, through meditation, through fasting, those men and women that God has placed in their hands to present to you, the viewers and the listeners. Even showing that, you know, some cases we're going to be doing the Skype where you'll be able to see us. But if you go to Facebook, you can pull up our pictures and see who it is that we are. And we invite you to continue to write us on Facebook, to write us at our address at 2225 Roosevelt Place in the city of Gary, 46404. That's the Warriors for Christ House Prayer Church International, Incorporated. And we are under the leadership. We have a covering, a wonderful covering, in the old Apostle Leonard Hennes of the Living Way Christian Center here in the city of Gary as well. We have a few more minutes. Oh, maybe the lines are open. You go pray the prayer of salvation. You don't know the Lord, our God, and the pardon of your sins. Would you pray this prayer? You pray that what you heard today was something that would inspire you to want to be part of the kingdom. Dear Jesus, I've heard of you, and I know of you. I believe in you. I feel you in my heart. I hear you in my ear. I hear you in my soul and in my spirit. I believe that you died and that after 3 days you rose again. I believe that you will save me. And I repent of all of my sins right now, oh God. I pray that you lead, guide, and direct me so that I will know the truth. And I promise to give you my life and my love from this day forward. Now, if you had the gumption, the gall, the strength to say those words that you just heard there, hallelujah, glory,
yes, Lord,
and welcome into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, I can't do it nowhere near the way they rejoicing up in the heavens because you have stepped forward and said, I choose you even after you chose me, Lord. God bless you and God keep you. Kingdom builders and kingdom builders will send you a Bible if you just contact them on this podcast, on this station, on this blog station. Give them your address. Give them your point of contact. They will send you a Bible if you don't have one. Also, the other service that's provided is no matter where you live, we've been blessed to know people all over the world. If you like what you heard, if you like the teaching that you've been listening to, we can make sure that we can help direct you to a church that's teaching in the same manner that we're teaching. So, yeah, we would love for you to be with us, especially if you're here in the city of Gary. You come on over to 235 West 40th Avenue to the Liberty Christian Center and come see a man, Apostle Leonard Emmons, who is our leader here. But we'll lead you and direct you to another man, another woman of God that is like-minded and that's going to make sure that they're concerned about your salvation and about your upkeep. And they will do everything, we'll do everything that we can to assist you. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Apostle, I would like to lift you and cover you and prophet in a
Amen.
Word of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you for who you are in our lives. And Father, we give you honor and glory for the seed that was sown tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, because we worship you. We worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. And we give you glory for every word that have been sown tonight. Father, I ask you right now that you would encamp your angels around the apostle and the prophet, Lord God, who you have ordained, who you have called by their names, Lord God, who you have brought forth in this very hour. Lord God, I ask you to make successful their ways, Lord God. Father, a special blessing upon their families, Father. We even bind up any backlash, any retaliation, any retaliatory spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're able to fire back every arrow that the enemy may try to shoot at the men of God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that they would complete the task, that their destiny, Father God, will totally be revealed, Lord God, that every place that you would have them to be, Lord God, Father, that they will be there in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as the word have went forth, Father, that you are pleased. And I thank you, Father, for every listener, Father, that they would receive this word that have went forth tonight. We thank you, Father, for the table, the spread that have went forth in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. You have no power and you have no dimension over what belonged to God. And we thank you, Father, that when they leave the place where they're at now, the church, Lord God, that when they get to their home, that they will find their home just as they have left them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We draw a bloodline of protection around them, a bloodline of protection around their cars, around their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that their days will be better and happier and full with your joy, your love, your peace, your long-suffering, your fruit, Lord God. Father God, that they would be epistles of you. And we thank you, Father, for who you are. We can call on you, and we get an answer. And we get an answer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you have already done. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we say amen. And it is so.
Amen. God bless you, woman, guys. We really love you. We love that you have given us this opportunity and that you heard the voice of God and that God is continuing to bless you. We do declare and decree blessings on you, on your organization, on your ministry, on your family, on all those endeavors, those things that everything that your hand touches. The apostolic authority, the apostolic and prophetic mentorship that you have, continue that you just do everything that God has for you to do, everything that your hand is to touch, that word that your feet is to touch, because you got a word, you got a right now ready word for this world. God is going to continue to use you. So God bless you, woman of God. God bless the kingdom daughters and kingdom builders. Amen.
Thank you. We certainly receive that. We certainly receive that, and we truly give God his praises and glory. For it has only just begun, says the Lord. It has only just begun, says the Lord. And even concerning you and prophet, for God is moving by his spirit so strategically, it's the little things that God is working through. He's working through the small things. It's those little things that others ignore, and God is saying that you both pay attention to details, and details bring excellence, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm excited. I am excited, for I know the hand of God is on you and Prophet Barnes.
Amen. 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 Okay, if the lines are open, or are we going to go ahead and close? And we thank you for being with us on tonight. For those of those children that are listening, if you're on spring break, be safe.
Yeah.
Be careful. And enjoy your week off. And be ready to come back with a further the school season starts back up in a week. Okay, we'll see you in 7 more days. Amen. God bless you.